Welcome back to this week's Ozone Live with Jaguars senior writer John Osier. Our guest today is wide receiver Keelan Cole. If you have a question for Keelan, go ahead and comment on that Facebook Live post, and your question can be heard right here. Guys, now over to you.
Keelan, I appreciate you doing this, and I'm going to warn you, I'm probably going to slip up and say Keenan once in a while. I covered Keenan McCardell Flair. How often has that happened?
Keenan? All the time. I honestly don't think none of my teammates know my name.
They call you Keenan, or what do they call
you? Yeah, sometimes. I don't really know. I just answered all of it. I don't even care anymore. I just answer.
People just say, hey, you now, and you just kind of turn around.
They say Keenan, or they say Keelan. Either way, I look.
Now, what does Keenan call you? He gets it right?
He just says A4.
Okay. He just plays it safe. Yeah, talk about a guy, though, who your life right now compared to a year ago has to be dramatically different. I mean, how different?
It's real different. Let's start out with the school part. You go to a small school like that, you really just enjoying life, going to school, walking back and forth. There's really no big streets or nothing like that.
Right.
You just
I've been to Kentucky Wesleyan.
Walk across the street, and that's where you live, So it's not really anything extra. And just hearing all the other teammates' life about all that, and you can just really tell that you came from a long, long way.
So nobody else has that background in that locker room?
They do. But you know what I'm saying? They don't really talk about it.
Right.
Definitely not now. We talk more about it in campus stuff like that. Now it's just broad conversation about it.
Now, did you have legitimate NFL hopes last year, or did this all just kind of start during the offseason?
It was talk. But, never really know. Anything could happen. So I just really took it a day at a time.
And gotcha.
Kept working until it did happen. So it wasn't really anything that really got into my mind because, like I said, anything could really happen at any time.
Now, do you feel like, obviously, the start of the season, a slower start than you probably wanted to. Mm-hmm. In the last couple of weeks, 5 catches, 111 yards. Are you getting your feet under you? Do you feel like you're getting it?
I feel like I'm learning.
Okay.
You have to learn quick when you get put in a position like that. Mm-hmm. You never really expect anybody to go down, and you never expect to get put in the first game like that, just thrown in and just. But you got to take it a step at a time, and I just have to take it the hard way, which is not a problem for me. I'm very fine, comfortable with just doing everything that the coaches say and just learning from that.
I got you. Let's go over to social, Ashlyn.
We're going to start here with Twitter. Since you're somewhat new to the Jacksonville area, Dana O'Brien, what's your favorite thing about living in Jacksonville so far?
It's hot. I love the weather. I've always wanted to be in Florida, too.
Now, you're from Louisville, right?
Yes.
So it's in Indianapolis for a while. Cold up there a lot of the year.
Yes. It's very cold. It's even cold when it's hot.
It beats you down, didn't it?
It's so unpredictable there. It can be 90 degrees one day and then snow the next day.
So you have no problem with the training camp, no problem with all that heat?
It was hot, but I'd rather be hot than cold, for sure.
Fair enough, Ashlyn.
All right, we'll head over to Instagram now. From RayJ135, what players were your idols growing up?
Randy Moss and Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice, he came a little later just because I don't think I was really old enough to watch him. I think I watched him prior to Raiders a couple of times, but not the Jerry Rice everybody knows at the 49ers. And once I went to D2 school and knowing that he did all that and stuff, so that was real. But Randy Moss, my whole life.
He's your guy?
My whole life.
Well, how old were you? Like, when he came into the league, you were just starting to watch football, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, ever since, I can't remember what I've seen. I just remember 84 in purple jersey.
Gotcha.
And honestly, my favorite color is purple because of that too, though. But
so this is big time. This is real.
Yeah, okay. For sure. That's a real idol right
there. Gotcha. So 84 was an easy choice for you.
Actually, I didn't choose it, but everything happens for a reason, I wanted it for sure, though.
Now, you mentioned the transition he made, the transition from Division II to the NFL. How big is it on the field? How difficult has that been? It seems mammoth, but you're doing it.
I think it just really depends on how you take it. I do a lot of studying. I still watch film on my off time.
Right.
When I'm not here, I get here early so that I can watch more film and be ready. And I feel like I just always prep myself for the situation. Of course, it was a little slow because you never really know until you get in it. You never know the speed of the game. You never know the different techniques and stuff like that. So I think it's just all just, like I said, just a learning. It's a learning process, and you just got to learn it quick before it gets up on you, because once it gets up on you, you can't really handle
it. Comes up fast in this league. So, exactly. Absolutely. Ashlyn?
Now, this has to be a former teammate that's asking this from Instagram, the Tyler Herman. Do you think you could have made that catch on me in college? I don't think so either.
Yes, and I would have caught it with my left hand.
Right, now, talk about that catch, though. I mean, this is a catch that, you know, SportsCenter highlight level catch. When you look at it, is it one that you believe you made? Obviously you believe it.
Okay, we go back into my eyes when that happened, all I did was look the ball in. It came up so quick, I just reacted.
Right.
And I think that just goes back to just before practice, I get a couple of one-hand catches.
Mm-hmm.
Right before my senior year, which is, I mean, it's a while ago, but I'm sure it transitioned some type of way. I spent the whole summer trying to just catch in one-hand passes. Okay. Just because, I mean, we had the time. I had a session where I only caught two-hand catches, but I literally spent the whole summer catching one-hand catches just in case.
Now, if that ball comes at you 10 times, how many times are you pulling it in?
8.
Wow. 8's not bad, Ashlyn.
That's not bad. I would say 0 if you asked me, but you're not asking me. All right, from Facebook Live, Randy Waters, what colleges recruited you out of high school?
0.
Wow.
Period. 0.
0.
So how did Kentucky Wesleyan happen?
I just walked on. Like I said, I like the color purple.
Wow.
And it was close to home.
Now, how far is it from Louisville?
Like 2 couple hours.
Of, okay.
It's, and, it was the only school around that was close that had like sports management.
Gotcha.
And, you know, so I didn't want to do the typical sports medicine, but I ended up doing both when I was there. So.
And for people who don't know, Kentucky Wesleyan isn't just a Division II. I mean, this is a basketball school. It's in the middle of Owensboro. I happen to have share a story with you. You and I have a bond. I know you feel it. 1979, Bob Jones, Kentucky Wesleyan basketball camp.
I was there.
This guy. Not 79, you were.
How you know? You know?
I was have you seen the plaque?
They got so many plaques there.
For me, I meant.
Oh, I don't know.
Next time you go back. Go back to it.
Okay, I'm going to go look.
I was an impressive specimen when I was a freshman, Keelan.
Oh, you went there?
No. Kentucky Wesleyan basketball camp, 1979.
What are you doing in Kentucky?
Well, family, it goes way back, but I was quite the star in my skinny legs. So.
Okay. Oh, geez.
Ashlyn?
Shameless plugs yet again from John. Freddie Jordan, what's your favorite place to eat in Jacksonville?
Metro Diner.
Metro Diner.
I go to almost every day when I don't have to be here.
Which one? There's a few in Jacksonville, isn't there?
I just go to one that's close. I've been to all of them. I don't really go to the fancy one. I really just pick up. I don't really sit down.
What's your order if you go there every day?
Belgian waffle with 3 eggs with cheddar cheese and hash browns.
You're pitching for an endorsement right now, aren't you?
I'll take some Metro. I'll take some Metro.
That makes sense. Ashlyn?
All right, one more from Facebook Live. Brian Patterson, how is it going against Ramsey and Boye in practice every day?
Honestly, I never go against them. Because we go against the scout team. But the times I did go against him in camp, it's very hard to get off of him.
Does he do as much trash talking as people think he does, Ramsey, in practice?
Yes.
Yes.
That's just him. That's just him. Ah. That's just him. He doesn't like to lose. He barely loses. And he's just competitive, which is
football. Now, do you go back or do you, as a rookie this past summer?
No, I don't go back
to
anybody.
Now, next year?
No.
No?
I don't go back to anybody. I don't think that's not my game.
Is that right?
I just show it.
And you have. And how, as you move forward, where in your game are you looking to improve? Where do you need to improve?
Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Okay. I don't think there's really a such thing as being good at anything or the best at anything. Like, you can always get better. You never know what the best could be unless you strive for it.
I got you. Now, I'll play a little game with you about Kentucky Wesleyan. I'm kind of on this because I think it's fascinating you came from there. A famous alumni.
George Tinsley,
which is?
I think he's a basketball player.
Okay, that's not bad. Paul Porter, FCC chairman. I'm a Wikipedia guy. Stanley Forman Reed, Supreme Court Justice, and A.J. Smith.
Oh, dang, I should have said A.J.
General manager.
I should have said
in the NFL.
I should have said that.
My point is, I think you got a shot.
Oh, really? You think so?
I think you could maybe be the most prestigious Kentucky Wesleyan alumni.
I got to keep working, then.
He's got to keep going.
I got to keep going.
All right, that's fair. But it's I think you can do it. Ashlyn, back to you.
More from Facebook Live. This one from Terry Funk. What do you do on your off time for fun?
Watch film.
That's fun?
It is kind of fun when you get to see everybody and you watch little fun stuff that people are doing on the sideline. It is fun, though. I don't know. I guess I'm just a football fanatic. I don't know. It's what I do in my free time, though.
Even in the off season?
Yeah, even in the off season.
Now, a little football 101. How watching film in college... I assume it's dramatically different up here.
It is.
who has worked with you to sort of help you through that process of how to watch it, because there's an art to it.
Actually, it started in high school. We started watching film and doing real detailed stuff in high school. And I mean, of course, in high school, you're not really paying attention.
Right.
But when you have to at the time, right, and you just get put in a room like that and you start listening to the small details that they're talking about and stuff like that, it's really just learning from what they're doing. Gotcha. I don't think it was really anybody that just sat me down and was just like, hey, this is how you watch film. It was just me just really just catching on to what the coaches were saying and specifically what they were pointing out and then just doing it myself.
Now, give something up here. Who's with you the most here? Who outwatches film in the receiver room? Who outdoes? Who outworks you? Anybody? You got to be careful.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm trying to think here. It doesn't have to be. Okay, I'm going to go with probably. It might be. He only been here for a short time, but it might be Jadon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's dedicated to it. How much has Keenan?
Oh, he's the other Keenan. He's on me.
Every and time. He's good with that. I mean, he was a self-made receiver, very much so.
Oh, yeah.
I would think he's helped you a lot.
Oh, yeah, he definitely does. Rather it's bad, good, and any little thing that I do, he's looking. If I barely stepped left and I was supposed to step right,
gotcha,
he's on me.
I got you.
And I like it because, I mean, you can't get better unless you know what you're doing.
Big help for you then. Yeah. So.
And then the film is definitely the backup. So.
I got you. Ashlyn, a couple more for Keelan.
Couple more. Brianna Fussman on Facebook. She's trying to start some drama. Uh-oh. Are you faster than Marquise?
Uh-oh. No.
No.
I don't think. I honestly don't think I am.
All right. Truthful answer.
I mean, he runs.
No
all
drama
the time.
Started, John.
He runs all the time.
All right. You want one more? All right. Russell Tapley. How has Keenan McCardell impacted your game as a coach?
Like I said, with the criticism, he's on me definitely because I'm the young buck of the crew. He's definitely not giving me any type of slack. Not one. I couldn't tell you one time that he let anything slide. So I think it's just staying on me and making sure that I'm always doing the right thing and stuff like that. That's what he's definitely done to impact me.
Now, what's he like on game day?
Oh, well, game day is nothing different.
Okay.
He's the same way he would be in practice. I don't know. I'll give him probably a point down. He's like a point down. So if we was at a 10, and that's the highest he can be in practice, he's at a 9.5.
I got you.
I ain't even going to give him the whole point. 9.5.
Now, I covered Keelan back in the Keenan back in the 90s.
He's switching up names.
I did. It's hard. And I'm convinced that he still thinks he could play.
Oh, yes. Every
day. And probably played a pretty high level.
He talks stuff every day as if he was on the field. Not surprising at all. Even when we do drills, he tries to show off his little moves and stuff
to
show us.
But you got him now, right? I mean,
Yeah, I got him. I got him for sure. Running. Catching.
I got you.
I'm calling him out right now.
So you could beat him.
Oh, yeah.
Can't beat Marquise.
I can beat him in a back pedal.
All right. Oh, here we go.
I hope he's listening, too. I can beat him in a back pedal.
Ashlyn?
So on Tuesday, you went and visited the Jacksonville Naval Air Station. Tell us about that visit and why you also brought your son along. He was loving it, it seemed like.
He definitely was loving it. It was cool. I've never actually had an interest in it. You know, if anybody was like, I'm going to the Navy or the Army, I'd be like, for what? But I mean, I wanted to do it to open my eyes to something new. I've never seen anything like that before. And now I know the work that they put in might be almost as hard as the work that we put
in. Sure.
It's just on a different level. Like, we was watching them swim and stuff. And I mean, people think swimming's fun until you see what they're doing. And then the instruction and the focus and stuff that they had doing something that could save our lives one day.
Right.
It was real cool, and of course my son, he wanted to get into everything. We got him in the helicopter, and the first thing he found was the gun. I don't understand that. but it was a very fun experience, and I definitely didn't know that base could be so big.
Ashlyn, anything else?
Yeah, we have two more. One from Adam Parcell on Facebook. If you could play any other position, what would it have been?
Ooh. Corner.
Oh.
Your hands are too good to be a corner. Right?
That's the point.
All right, I got you.
I mean, Jalen, you got to get some good hands.
Well, yeah. Supposedly the knock on him coming out was he couldn't catch.
Hey,
that was the whole thing.
See what's happening now. He's done caught some stuff this year that a lot of people that play receiver can't catch.
And he'll tell you all about it, right?
Film a show.
All right, one more from Brian Sidham. Best memory of high school.
We're going way back.
Way back. I hope
graduating.
You can remember.
Graduating.
Was that dicey?
No, I'll take that back. It was probably winning state. was probably winning state.
What year was that for you?
We won three.
Oh.
So I guess all of them.
All of the above. All right.
Yep, all of the above.
So you enjoying this? Not this. I mean, nobody enjoys being with me, but overall, what a difference in your life. And I've got to think the world's ahead of you.
Oh, for sure. This is not everything that I worked for, but it's a good start. You know, mm-hmm. this has definitely been a dream since I was five, since I could play football, since I put the pads on myself. It's gotcha. Definitely been a dream that I've always wanted, and I want to push further and beyond until I can't anymore.
Fair enough. Ashlyn, we'll close it out.
Let's do it. All right. Well, Keelan, thanks so much for joining us on this week's Ozone Live. And thank you to the fans for sending in your questions and tuning in. And we'll see you right back here next Thursday.
Thank you for having me.